USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President's conflicts with his Democratic opponents escalated to new heights as a House panel voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing to turn over key documents relating to the Mueller report. It comes a day after the top Republican in Congress called the Russia report case closed. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This was a very grave and momentous step that we were forced to take today.
But Republicans don't agree. Congressman Doug Collins.
What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
Also, the president has exerted his executive privilege for the first time over the Mueller materials that the committee had subpoenaed. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 2 points, the NASDAQ was down 20, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Oh my God, we need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
President Trump staged a rally in the Florida Panhandle, talking up his administration's disaster recovery efforts following Hurricane Michael last year.
We've never given $91 billion to a state. We've never given. We gave to Puerto Rico $91 billion. And I'll tell you, the services, you look at the Marines, you look at the Navy, the job they did there was really incredible.
The Department of Homeland Security's Manuel Padilla was among those providing an update on the southern border. He told Congress he'd never seen conditions so bad.
These resources will not mitigate the increasing flow of migrants that is causing the crisis. These are band-aid fixes to a worsening situation.
Donald Trump Jr. has been subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee. They want him to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. In congressional testimony from 2017, Don Jr. contradicted himself from public testimony by former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump responds to a report about his past tax returns. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The New York Times report showing that his business has lost more than $1 billion between 1985 and 1994, but the president calls it highly inaccurate. Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning, real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He said the Times story was also based on very old information, and he called it a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One state is raising the minimum smoking age to 21. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The state of Arkansas is raising the age to legally buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Charles Priolu is a store owner in North Little Rock. He tells Fox News the law doesn't make much sense.
Prohibition didn't work. You know, hey, pass all the laws you want, people are going to find a way around it.
He also contends,
if you're 18, you can go to war and die, and you can vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Last month, Walgreens said it would increase the minimum age for tobacco sales from 18 to 21, and even Congress is considering making it a national law. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.